what I'm going to share actually is from going to be from my new book. Okay, so all of you inside this room will have a preview. And a lot of people are really asking me, talaga sometimes, tinatanong sa akin, I specialize in teach about money. I don't know if you have experienced what I've experienced in the past. Before, I was working really so hard. I was trying to make both ends meet. I turned night into day and day into night, but at the end of the day, I'm still not earning the money that I really deserve and desire. Diba, lalo kami mga Chinese, no? We were raised in a different way. Basta mindset sa amin ng aming mga gulang, basta may kita, pasok. Diba? So, mindset ko lang. Kaya ako, nung bata ako, lahat na po ng pagkakitaan, pinapasawang ko. Kasi ang mindset ko, konti kita dito, konti kita dito, konti kita dito. Pag-grupo, laki kita. Alam mo yung reality yung nangyari? Konti lugi dito, konti lugi dito, konti lugi, grupo, laki lugi. I was a jack of all trades, master of none. I don't know if you also experienced that, that from time to time, kumikita ka ng maayos, but at the end of the day, nauubos siya. Tama ba yan? Minsan na, pera na, nagiging ano pa? Pipil pa na lang, pumit mga anak. Tapos nagbago isip, yung mga ganon. So, if you're experiencing those type of things, I used to be in that situation before. Until such time, somebody taught me a principle on how you can really become wealthy, not according to man's way, but according to God's way. Do you believe in God? Yes or no? Do you believe it is God who gives us the ability to do this well? Yes or no?
Yes.
So allow me to start by saying this. Some of you might agree or might not agree with what I'm going to say tonight. Allow me to start by sharing to you the parable of what? The talents. Are you familiar with this story? For the people who are not yet familiar with this, I'll just make it short. Actually, there was a master. The master went to the three of his helpers. And then they were given what? Talents. They were given puhunan. Based on their talents and ability. The other one was given more, the other one was given less. So after quite some time, the master came back and asked for an account. Oh, what happened? The other one doubled it. The other one did it 10 times. The other one said, "Boss, I know you are a very cruel master. And I'm really so scared that I'm going to lose this. So what basically I did, I hid it right now. Since you're here asking for accounting, so right now I'm going to return to you in full." Guess what the master said? The master said, "You wicked and lazy what? Servant." So ano ginawa niya? Kinuha niya, binawi niya sa kanyang isa, at ipinagkaloob pa sa taong pinakamarami na pinproduction. So that's the entire story. So when you look at the story, why it seems like it's so weird? Why would the master take away yung kaunti na at bibigay pa sa marami? Because I do believe there's an underlying message in this story. And this message is all about the word called what? Stewardship. Everybody say stewardship. When you talk about stewardship, it means say that we are not the owner, we are just the caretaker, or we are what we call as the manager. Or if you're not a good steward in everything that you're doing, chances are whatever you have, it will be taken away. So I'd just like to share with you, this is the four quadrants that I'm working on right now on how you can really be prospered by God. If you really want to be prospered by God, you have to do four things. Four essential things na para ikaw ay pagyamanin ng Diyos. First thing, you should learn how to what? Create. Everybody, I have never seen anyone who became very rich without learning how to create money. Wala pa ako nakita ulit na yung mama na hindi marunong gumawa ng pera. You ask Henry C., you ask Mr. John Gokongwei, all of them knows how to what? Create money. So the question is, are we given already the talent in terms of creation? I believe it's found in Deuteronomy 8:18. God says, "But remember what? Remember the Lord your what? For it is who? He who gives you the? To produce what? So confirms his covenant which he swore to your ancestor as it is today." So all of us inside this room, we just need to understand that God has given us already the what? Nakamili yung ability na sa kanya o sa atin? Sa atin. But sometimes when we pray that it seems like that we're using, making God as a genie. Lord, bless me. Prosper. Walang problema yon. But God already has given you the ability to produce wealth. The ingredients for you to produce wealth and the ability for you to produce wealth, it's not already in God's hand, but it's already in our hand. probably the doors and opportunity He will allow it to happen, but the talent, the skills is already in our hand. Just like the parable of the talent, yung talent and skills nandun sa kanila. Ang tanong, ano ginawa mo? And believe me, He has given us the ability to produce what? Because it is the desire of God for each and every person here to be prospered. Where can you find that? On Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that you have. Plans to what? Again, plans to what? And not to what? To give you what? Hope and a what? Future. Believe me, God wants us to experience heaven while we are still on earth. Minsan, kasi tayo, minsan nagkakaroon tayo, when you go to church, nagbabago tayo. May napapansin pa kayo mga tao, pag wala sa church, ibang ugali, pero pag nasa church, nagbabago. Lalo na yung mga taxi driver. Di ba yung mga taxi driver, pag gano'ng traffic, nagmumuri na. Di ba? Pag kinakat, nagmumuri na. Pag tumadaan na sa bahay, bumabalik na. Pagkatapos, magmumura ulit. Nagbabago eh. Parang ang point lang, we just need to understand, pag pumasok sa church, na akala natin, it's only about spiritual things na pinag-uusapan. No. God is also very concerned about the material possessions and the needs that you have in your life. So, ang layunin ng Panginoon para sa atin ay pagpalaay tayo. That is the reason why none of us inside this room have an excuse that we should not be productive in our life. Bakit? Uulitin ko. The ability to na kanino? Sa kanya o sa atin? Ang tanong ko, anong ginagawa? Kung pwede nang bumaba ang Diyos, tanongin, ano ba ang ginagawa mo sa ipinagkaloob ko na sa iyo? Actually, pinandodot ako. Pinaki-candy crusher ko. Kaya nga medyo nabihirap ang buhay ko. Are you maximizing the talent that God is giving me? We have a tendency to blame God. But in reality, you know what God expects from us? To fully, what? Use fully the strength and ability He has given us in hard and honest what? Yan ang expectation sa atin. Just like the master, ang expectation niya, pag binigyan kita ng talent, kailangan may ano? Production. Kung walang production, ano gagawin? Pagbawili. Allow me to give you a perspective. Can I borrow a word as much? Why do you want to work? Bakit gusto natin ano? Bakit tayo nagtatrabaho? Come on. Bakit tayo nagtatrabaho? Ikaw, palagay.
Para
kumita ng pera. Ba't mo gusto kumita ng pera?
Para makatuloy yung pangarap.
Oo. Siyempre, part of the pangarap mo is yumaman.
Yeah.
Tama ba rin? May masama ba pag nagtatrabaho ka para gusto mo yumaman? Is there something wrong? Is there not? There's nothing wrong about it. It's good. But let me tell you this. If that is your motivation, everybody say motivation.
Motivation.
I think you will have a hard time. Kasi yung mindset natin, nagtatrabaho ako para kumita ako, para guminhawa ang buhay ko, para yumaman ako. It sounds right, but actually, if we look at it, it's not really healthy in terms of our spiritual perspective. What do I mean? Ang motivation natin, it's not because I want to work hard so that I can become rich. Do you want me to tell you why I really work hard? Some people ask me, why do you work so hard, Chinky? Because do you want to make a lot of money? Well, beside from that, that's the end result. The reason why I want to work hard is because I want to become a good steward and I want what? To honor God in what I'm doing. The reason why I want to be productive with the talents that He has given me because I want to become a good steward. Are you hearing? It's never about money. Money is an end result of your obedience because you want to honor God and you want to become a what? Good steward. And believe me, if you don't want to be a good steward, you will experience the law of what we call as use. Everybody say law of use. What does the law of use says? What you don't use, you will what? Lose it. Sino sa inyo dito na experience nyo na binigyan na yung pagkakataon ni Lord ng isang malaking deal sa sumobrang daming pera sa buhay mo? Hindi ka na masyadong marunong mag-manage ng pera. And this nakatulong sa pera, nasira pa ang buhay mo. Sometimes you take it for granted. Anyway, nandiyan naman eh. It's all there. It's gonna be there. If you don't use it accordingly, just like what happened to one of the caretakers. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more and they will have an abundance. And what will happen? Whoever does not have, okay, basahin natin to, importante to, whoever does not, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant out into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of what? You have been gifted and entrusted with God with something in the past, but you are not a good caretaker and a steward. Right now, God took it away from you. But this is good. There's a good news. God is a God of what? Second chances. Whatever you have lost in the past, if you know that you have done a big mistake, God can turn it around and God can what? Give you another chance. Starting tonight, I encourage all of us inside this room, we have to change our perspective and motivation why you are working starting tomorrow. You are not working for your family. You are not working for money. You are not working to fulfill your dreams. You are not working to become rich. You are working. I am working today because I want to become a good steward and I want to honor God in what I'm doing. In the process, if I'm good at what I'm doing, in the process, you are the best at what you're doing. What will happen? If you are the best cardiologist here in the Philippines, somebody suffered a heart attack, who will they call? They will call the best. And if you are the best, you can name your... Kung ikaw ang pinakamagaling, kasi ikaw, ginagawa mo yan. It's not for people, it's not only for your family. The reason why I do this, because I want to please God, I want to honor God, I want to become a good what? Steward. In the process, money will follow. First motivation. Second motivation is this. Creating wealth is never a what? But it is a what? Stewardship issue. Let's go to number two. Aside from creating, you have to understand yung word ng returning or what we call as what? Giving. Right now, are you convinced right now that it is God who gives you the ability to produce wealth? Yes or no? Do you believe that God is the one who owns everything in our life? Yes or no? If He owns everything, we own what? If we own nothing, we are just what? Borrowing. If you're borrowing, you have to learn how to return to the rightful owner. Does it make sense? Yes or no? Why do people go to the Tagaytay? Because of the what? Weather. Instead of going to Baguio, the mag-ominent weather. So, alam naman sa Tagaytay, medyo pricey rin ng konti yung mga rest house. So, buti na lang, we have a person that we know, si General. You know? Hindi ko na sabihin sa inyo kung sino si General. Baka manghiram kayo lahat sa kanila. So, he's very generous na pinapahiram yung bahay sa amin. And every time when we go there, talagang sarap ng weather, na talaga ayaw na bumalik ng Maynila. And every time before we leave, we make sure that we clean the house. We make sure kung yung rent, nung pumunta kami, hindi masyadong puno, pakalis namin punong-puno yun. O bakit sa palagay nyo na inaalagaan ko yung bahay at pinupuno ko yung rent? Palagay mo, bakit ko ginagawa? Gusto ko makausap ng totoong tao. Okay, yung totoong tao. Sige na, yung mga, bakit natin gagawin yun? Ito, yung mga totoong tao. Pakinggan nyo, ha?
Para makaulit.
Ayun, yung totoo. Ang dami mga sabot eh. Di ba, mga political correctness. Hindi akin, hindi rap ko lang, nakakahiya, may utang lang. Hindi, ang totoo, para makaulit. Whenever you say you are, yun nga, God owns everything, we own nothing. If we own nothing, we're borrowing, we're just returning. Before you spend your income, before you spend your bonuses, before you spend your allowance, before you spend anything about your money, do you ask permission from God? Sometimes. It depends. If it's below 500, no more. It's above, yes. Ano yung petty cash? You know what? If you profess that God owns everything, you have to learn this principle. You have to learn how to return to the rightful owner. Where can you find that in the Bible? Deuteronomy 26 says, "And now I bring the first fruit of the soil you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before Him." That's the first time where this was exercised. When Abraham or the people of God received a blessing from God, they learned how to what? Return a certain portion. In the newer version, in the unit about the first fruits, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, sinabi niya, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be what? Food in my house." Actually, some of you probably are practicing this or some of you are not practicing this. It doesn't really matter. What I'm trying to say right now is I'm sharing to you my testimony. Testimony how God blessed me. Ano ba itong tithe na ito? Pinag-uusapan ng whole tithe na ito? Actually, the one who shared the love of God to me was Tony Rose Garda. Are you familiar with Tony Rose? Yes or no? And then, yun nga, after I received Christ in my life totally changed. Nagkaroon ako ng peace of mind. And then, aside from that, sinabi niya, alam mo, package din niya, God wants to bless you. But in order for God to bless you, you have to understand that you are not the owner of everything. He's the owner of everything. You are a caretaker and you have to return a certain portion. Ayan naman, syempre, yung pagka-abogado ko at ang pagkasingkit ko, where in the Bible can you find that? Ayan na, binakita sa akin yan. Sabi ko, anong type na yan? Sa Tagalog, sabi niya, ikapu. Ano yung ikapu? Whatever you earn, yung 10%, you return it to the Lord. Sabi ko, hindi tama to. Linggo ko na nga, sinuko ko na nga eh. Dati presidente ako ng Nemesis, ng Airsoft. Diba, hindi pa uso Airsoft noon. Ako yung presidente. Every Sunday, sinabi ko, nagsumuko nga ako eh. Kay Lord, pati yung baril ko, sinuko ko. Tapos, Sunday ko, kinuha, pati pera ko, kukunin, magtira ka naman, magtira ka. And then, you know, Tony Rose told me, you know what? Actually, Jamie, God doesn't need your money because you're so rich. But God wants your heart. Because He knows that your money is attached to your what? To your heart. Kung nakuha niya yung pera, kasama puso ko. And then, may pinakita mo isa sa aking scripture. Sabi niya, do you love God? Sabi ko, yes. Or you live. If you love me, you will obey my. Sabi ko, blackmail to, blackmail. Wala ka naman, so wala ka gusto. So you know what? This is the time that God says, test me on this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven so that you have not room enough for it. So to cut the long story short, I started to practice yung tithing na yun. So first time I practiced, I was earning 10,000. 10,000 pesos, I mean 10%. Do you believe kung ano sinabi ng Diyos, He will fulfill? Whatever He promised, He will fulfill. Do you believe that? Yes or no? Ito lang, miracle of miracles. Never in the entire history that I made yung malaking income during the time. But it was the first time in my career that I made 50,000 because I was in sales. I was not employed during the time. 50,000, magkano po 10%? Bilang ako, syempre. 1, 2, 3, after 3,000, I developed amnesia. What comes after that? That was 1992. Uy, laki pera nun, ha? Siyempre naman, sanes, di ba? Hilis tawad, eh. Lord, baka pwede 3,000 na lang, di ba? Tawad ang 2,000. Di ba? God agreed. How did I know that God agreed? Silence means yes. Kasi ako usap, eh. Di ba? So, I dropped how much? 3,000. May 2,000 ako. Grabe. Alam mo, nung panahon yun, 2,000, di ba, puno na shopping cart mo? Yes or no?
Yes.
So, after that, nahulog ako. And then, all of a sudden, can you still recall yung laser disc? So, during that time, ang mahal ng laser disc, you cannot buy, you just rent. Rented 2 laser discs during that day. So, I forgot to bring down the laser disc from my car. I forgot that there was a chemical reaction that happens when the laser disc is being hit by the sun rays. So when I was about to return the laser disc to the owner, the owner said, we cannot anymore accept the laser disc because yung laser disc mo, wala ka kaming laser disc player na kasi size and shape ng laser disc mo. Imbis na flat, naging oblo. In other words, nag-warp, nasira ko. Magkano ang isang laser disc ng panahon yung 2,500? Binayaran ko, 2 laser disc times 2, 5, magkano? 5,000. Magkano kinupit ko kay Lord? 2,000. Magkano nawala sa akin? 3,000. Ever since that day, hindi na ako muling nagnakaw kay Lord. Huh? Can we run from God? Well, alam mo, sa totoo lang, lahat tayo gusto natin blessings. Tama? But we don't read the fine print. Ano yung fine print? Malakay 3:8. It says here, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and what? Offerings. The moment pala, if you are a believer of God, you said that God owns everything, you declare that, if you don't return your tithes, you are robbing from God. Kung binasa ko, lalo sumamalong ko. Kung magdanakaw. Sabi ko, hindi naman mga disciple na sulat yan, mga apon yan. Patunayan ko, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But how do we rob you? Rob. Japanese. Nagpapanggap lang. Imagine this. Let's say you have a shop. The sales is high. But when you count the sales is not increasing. So you start to make duda. Maximum, make duda. So you install the CCTV camera. And once you review the camera, then you realize the cashier doesn't really put 100% cash sa, ano, sa box mo. 50-50 pala kayo. Partner kayo. Hindi mo alam, partner mo siya. Question. Nung nalaman mo na nininakawang ka, question. Ito lang, akin natin lang. Anong gagawin? Propromote mo? Terminate. Diba? Meron ba sa inyo magpropromote sa kanya? At huwag kayong mag-alala, kahit hindi nyo i-promote, promoted yan after 6 months. Siya na may-ari. Definitely, a person in the right mind would remove the person and demote that person. Is that right? Yes or no? Now, let me ask you this question. Why do we come to church? Come on. Who wants to be blessed? Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. Come on, raise up the roof, raise the roof. You want to be blessed financially? Yes or no? Now, reason with me. How can God bless someone who's robbing from Him? You mean to say, if people steals from us, demote, tanggal ka. But if we steal from God, it's okay, bless me. Wala akong pinapatabangan at huwag kayong mag-react. Believe me, I used to be a robber. I was stealing from God. I was really deceived. Kailangan maunawaan nyo eh. How the devil really works. The devil cannot stop you from going to church, but he can deceive you. Just like the first time. God said, you may eat of the tree, of any tree, but not this tree. Or else, you will what? Die. And the devil said, di ba lumabas? Yung serpent? Ano sinabi ng serpent? Did God really say that you will die? Hindi niya sinabi, no, you will not die. He put a what?
Question.
So, para mag-isip ka, alam mo, side note lang, ha? Doon lang ang unang pagkakataon nakita ko nagkamali talaga ang Diyos. Ang Diyos nagkakamali. So, totoo na, pag si Adan at Eva ay Chinese, walang kasalanan. Pag Chinese kasi, pag nakakita ng apple, hindi yan makaini. Pipitasin niya, lalagyan ng sticker ng Washington apple, iba sa bebenta. Pag nakakita ng ahas at Chinese, ano gagawin? Uhuliin niya. Papatayin niya. Tapos gagawin gamot. Di ba? Iba lang kasalanan. May joke lang yun. Balik tayo. So he will question, did God really say that if you do not give, you will not really be blessed? Maunawa ka naman. Hirap na hirap ka naman. Sasoli ka pa. Maunawa ka naman. Because God is a forgiving God. He will what? Forgive you. He's an understanding God. But let me tell you this. If you fall into deception, you know what will happen? Some of us still believes, as long as I can't punch in my spiritual time clock, I'm okay. As long as I go to church, I serve, I pray, I'm active, I read the Bible, I'm okay. Believe me. Me going inside the car, going inside the garage doesn't make me a car. Putting my hands inside my shoe doesn't make me my hand a foot. Me sharing the love of God and the word of God doesn't make me a Christian. How will you know if I'm a true follower of Christ? If I read and obey God's word. It's not how much Bible I know. So what? It's how much Bible I apply. So if you really want to be blessed, you should learn how to what? Return. And learn how to return. Pero paano ba? Paano ba nag-break yung talagang paghalo ko sa pera? I asked one Chinese businessman na sobrang yaman. Na believer din siya. He loves God. So, tinanong ko sa sir, sabi ko, with due respect, anong sikreto mo? Alam mo, sa sobrang dami niyang pera, pag nabubuo yung pera, lumalabas. Pag pinapawisan niya, pera lumalabas. Kaya gusto ko magkasakit yun eh, para tumabi ako. You want me to share with you what questions he asked me? Ito na, hindi ko napapatagalin. Do you believe that God owns everything? Yes or no? Come on, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you believe it is God who gives us the ability to do as well? Yes or no? Do you consider Him as your partner in your business, in your life, in everything that you do? Yes or no?
Yes.
Whenever you have a partner, paano dapat ang hatian? Paano dapat hatian? Paano hatian? Dapat 51. Haven't we realized that we have found the greatest partner? He never requires 50%. He's only requiring 10%. Hindi pa natin paisole. Alam mo, ever since I realized that, you deserve more, but you're asking only for a little. 10% is not enough. Ever since that, I faithfully returned what is due to His. And ever since that time, you know what? My life was totally what? Changed. Not only my spiritual, emotional, mental, even my financial life. You know what? Starting today, everybody say starting today. When you give, do not give because you feel that it's an obligation. And you're like, well, I required it. Starting to change your perspective. Give it to the Lord and to the needy is a what? It's a what? It's an investment as well as it is a what? Responsibility. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 17, but since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also what? In the grace of what? That question. If you excel in faith, in speech, in knowledge, chances are, will you be successful or not? So it means say you're being prospered. Yes or no? May blessing ka. Tama ba lang? Who among you wants to really know the reason and the purpose of blessing? Can you please raise up your hands? The real intent and purpose of blessing is not for us to live a comfortable life. It's for us to become a blessing to others. You miss the whole point. Pag ikaw pinagpala, iniisip mo lang kung ano bibili mo, kung anong gadget bibili mo, saan magpapangsyon, kung ano. You miss the whole point. Why? Let me tell you this truth. The hardest person to please in this world is no other than ourselves. So what? Kung mabili mo yung latest gadget mo, bumili ka ng touchscreen, ng phone, na bago, yung touchscreen, ang lalaki. Kasi ayaw mo na ng ganito. Kaya ka wala nang masyadong bumili iPhone, gusto na Samsung. Diba? May bagong Samsung, gano'n na. After the latest phone Samsung, what's next? Ayun na naman, may bagong, what's next? Without you knowing the reason why God wants to bless you and me so that we can become a what? Blessing to others. You know what? Randy Alcorn, one of my favorite authors in terms of teaching biblical perspective in terms of handling finances. I mean, God prosper me not to raise my standard of living but to raise my standard of what? Kaya nga pag ako pinag-pray ko, Lord, give me this amount. Pag may sobra, ang tanong ko, Lord, may hindi ko sobra. At ba't ako nagbibigay? Parang obligation ba? No, let me tell you. Giving wealth is not an issue of what? It's not because napaparusahan ako. Giving back to the Lord is an issue again of what? The reason why I want to create wealth is not because that I want to become rich, because it's a stewardship issue. The reason why I want to return to the Lord, I myself want to do it. It's not an obligation issue. I cannot. Okay, no. Pwede naman yung obligation. Pero you know what? It's a stewardship issue. Next is what? Spending. Why do you spend? Siyempre, we need to spend, di ba? Para kumain tayo. Ito lang, ha? It doesn't really mean to say that you have the money, you can spend it the way you want it. Bakit? Because God owns again? If He owns everything, di ba? We are not the owner, we are a what? Caretaker, manager, and a steward. So it says here in 1 Corinthians 4:2, now it is required that those who have been what? Given a trust, given a what? Trust must prove, kailangan faithful ka. When it comes to spending money, because I do believe, again, babalik tayo. We believe it is God who gives us the ability to produce wealth. Pasensya na kayo. Paulit-ulit na kayo. Yes or no? Yes or no? Come on. Do you believe that God blesses us? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you believe that God owns everything? Yes or no?
Yes.
So, what it means to say is what? Every spending decision is not a personal decision. Every spending decision is a what? Spiritual decision. Because the one who gives us the ability to do so, the one who provides for us, the one who gives us everything, is a spiritual being. Natatandaan nyo, noong humingi pa tayong allowance sa mga magulang natin, yes or no? Bago ka gumastos, should you give an account off to your parents if they ask for an accounting? Yes or no? Why? Because it's not your money, it's their money. Does it make sense? So likewise, I don't believe if it comes from God the Father, we have to be accountable because we don't own it. Then whenever I spend money, I ask myself three basic questions. How do I really evaluate? Three question tests. First question is what? Do I need it? Or do I just want it? I can still remember yung ano, nauso yung iPad. Naalala yung iPad ko, sir. Yung pinakaunang version pa. So, when I saw one, sabi ko, okay ito. So, need ko ba? Yes, because I'm a communicator. So, instead of printing papers, I can already, you know, so, hindi naman magdadala ng maraming books. Tapos next is what? Can I pay in what? Cash. Or will I charge? Yun ang next question ko. So, if I just want it, I won't buy it. If I need it, check. Next, can I pay in cash or will I charge it to credit card? Kung i-charge ko sa credit card, definitely, I am not really comfortable charging my things that I buy to use the credit card. And especially if I don't have money to pay for it. I have nothing against credit card. When I use my credit card, I always pay everything in one, in full, pag dumating ang billing statement. If you're going to use your credit card and you're willing to pay the minimum amount required at the same time, na hindi mo alam kung saan magaling pera mo, yan mo, mahirapan ang buhay mo. So, on the second basis, can I pay in cash? Yes, I can pay in cash. So, I need it. Now, I can pay in cash. Pero may third question. Every spending decision is a what? What does God have to say about my purchase for an iPad? So, tanong kay Lord. Lord, okay ba magkaroon ng iPad? Tanong sa akin. Bakit mo ba gusto mag-iPad? Ah, kasi para ano, earth-friendly. So, I don't have to kill more trees. Can you pay in cash? Oo, oh, naman, I can pay in cash. Yung totoo, totoo. Bakit mo gustong magkaroon ng iPad? May laptop ka naman. Diba? Pwede portable. Pwede ka mag-print ang paper. Pwede recycle. Kung gusto mo, balik na rin yung paper para makasave ka. Bakit mo gustong magkaroon talaga ng iPad? Parang yun po ako. Question, binili ko yung iPad? Hindi, kasi parang cute lang ako. Ay, parang ano eh. Kasi it's, I hope you understand. I can afford to buy it. But I just felt uncomfortable until such time, God told me to buy an iPad. So, ako, tuwa, hindi ko takot na lang, 64G, di ba? Nung hawak-hawak ko ng iPad, sabi ni Lord, tawa ka na? Yes. Pwede ka gamitin? Hindi. Hindi yan para sa iyo. Ipamigay mo. Ikaw, walang gano'n na. Pagkakasunyan tayo ng kandila. To cut the long story short again, well, anyway, I gave the iPad away. It's not for me. I saw it away. And again, basta niyo, weird naman ako. And then another time, Christmas na. Christmas. Pasko na. Sinta ko. Wala pa akong iPad. So, and then all of a sudden, I landed a good deal. I had more than enough money to buy an iPad. I bought an iPad. Sabi ko, Lord, okay na to. Yes, okay na, okay na. Pero kunin, hindi yan sa'yo. Ipamigay. Pero ito, medyo malaho. Alam mo kanina pinamigay sa akin? Pinabibigay sa akin sa isang tao na kaya bumili ng 1,000 iPad. Fair ba yun? Yung unang binigyan ko, alam ko medyo hindi kaya. Pero itong bibigyan, daming tera. Pero sinabi niya, no, you just need to give it to that person. So I gave it to the person. Believe me, you know what? When he received it, nasyak siya. Kasi nobody has given him that kind of a gift. Kasi, di ba, ang perception sa kanya mayaman. And truly enough, that was his first one, iPad. So I was so happy. Sabi ko, I heard right from God. But I was lonely kasi wala pa rin akong iPad. Christmas na. Tradition namin as a family, we only open the gifts after Christmas. And nakita ko isang box na ganitong kalbe. Tanong-tanong. Meron bang iPad na gano'ng kalaki? Wala ko na yung pepo. Samahan mo ko. Pero alam mo, pagbukas ko, tayo basura. Basura. Di ba, oh, that's a good joke, ha? Okay kayo, ha? Pero alam mo, pagduot ko sa pinakadulo, pangalan ko, iPad. Hello?
Hi.
But this is the picture. When I opened the card, you know, around 10 to 12 people chipped in their hard-earned money to buy me an iPad. And at least 10 to 12 individuals, they don't own their own iPads. You understand? If you are, ito lang yung encouragement ko, if you are faithful, God will be more faithful. Spending well is never an issue of resource issue. It's not because you have plenty, you can splurge. Spending money, it's not because I want to spend wisely so that I can have what? Excess, so that I can not live in debt, so that I can budget. No, no. The reason why you want to spend wisely, you want to inquire, because you want to honor God and you want to become a what? Good what? Again, it's never about a resource issue. It's again about a what? Stewardship issue. Isang huling pahabol na lang. Isang huling pahabol na lang po. Sino sa inyo nanonood na sinihan sa mall? Pag bumili ka ng tubig sa sinihan, mga magkano? Bottled water? 30, 40. Tama? Pero alam mo, pag bumaba ka lang sa ano, supermarket, magkano na yun? 10 to 15 pesos. Tama mali? Don't you have children? Do not imitate this at home. I personally, minsan, kung bibili ako ng 30, 40, ang gagawin ko, Lord, tama ba ito kung bibili ko ito? Anyway, may time pa naman ako. Alam mo, gagawin ko? Maglalakad ako pababa, bibili ako ng tubig sa baba, tapos, aakyat ako, yun ang inumin ng tubig. It's not because that I cannot afford the 30 pesos, because I believe every spending decision is a what? Spiritual decision. And I have to be a good one para ako ay maka, ano ulit? Para makaulit. Yun yung heart dapat eh. Kung bakit ka nag-work, it's not because you want to become rich. It's a stewardship issue. Kung bakit mo gusto mag-return to the Lord, it's not out of obligation. No. It's a stewardship issue. Kung bakit ako nagsisave ng pera, nagiging, ano ako, thrifty ako, or in terms of not spending wisely, because it's a what? It's a stewardship issue. Last but not the least is what? Savings. Bakit ka nagsisave? Come on, help me. Sir. Oh, huwag kang umiwas, ikaw. Umaalis ka. Ang photographer ka, akala mo exempted ka. Okay, ba't ka lang sa save? Honestly, what do you save, man?
For the family.
For the family, great. Okay. Ano pa? Anyone else? Sir, ikaw. Future. Okay. That's good, di ba? Siyempre, we're saving for the future, for a rainy day. Is that bad? Yes or not? Is that bad? No, it's not. But again, let me tell you this. Saving money is not about the future. Saving money is not so that one day you will be able to live comfortably. You will never. It's not about that. It's a good one, concept and idea. But I'm not saying it's bad. But I hope you look at your motivation. What do I say that? The reason for you not to save, or not reason for you not to invest, you should not save, invest, because out of what? What do you mean? Saving for the future is out of fear? Well, if your mindset and your heart and objective and motive is this, the reason why I'm saving money, para pagdating ng panahon, at least hindi ako magutom, pagdating ng panahon, hindi ako maghirap. You know what you're short of saying? Short of saying like this, Lord, I know there will be one season in my life that you will not be present in my life. So just in case you're not present, I have money, I'm okay. Again, the purpose of saving is not about what? Future. Why do you want to save money again? Why? Do you want because to what? Please God, and you want to be a what? You want to be a what? Good steward. And in the process of what? Saving money to please God and to honor God and to be a good steward. And what will happen? You will have a better life in the future. You will have retirement in the future. Nakuha nyo? Hindi yung natatakot ka eh. Alam mo, matuwala ka. I'm a victim of this. Sino sa inyo, natatakot kayo na mauubusan kayo ng pera? Sino sa inyo hindi natatakot? Come on, let's confess. Who among you worry and you have fear about money? Kung worry mo, once you lose money, pag maubusan ka ng pera, you will never be able to provide. Is that right? Yes or no? Pag kulang ka ng pera, parang masasolusyon yan. Ano solution? Come on, help me. Ano? Uy, sumali naman kayo. Please lang, ha? Ano sa palagay yung solusyon? Pag kulang ang pera. Kailangan dumami o kumonti ang pera? Ulit eh. Kailangan kumonti o dumami? Tama? Let me tell you this. Kaya dumami ang pera mo, may problema ka pa rin. Huh? Nung wala kang pera, takot ka, baka maubos ang pera mo. Tama ba rin? Nung dumami ang pera mo, ano yung next year mo? Paano ko maubos? Paano hindi na maulit? Takot ka pa rin. Hindi pa rin nawawala problema. Nung wala akong pera, yun ang problema. O nung nagkaroon akong problema ng pera, especially in sales, lagi na big deal, Lord, paano ko hindi na maulit to? Paano na? Takot pa rin ako. Ayun ako. I live a very miserable life. Then I understood. Listen, I'm sharing to you based on my experience. I was saving money and earning money out of what? So what's the solution? The solution is, once you want to do something, you don't do it out of what? What's the opposite word of fear? Opposite word of fear. F din. F. The opposite word of fear is what? Faith. The reason why I want to earn money and save money is because out of what? Faith. How can I exercise my faith? The reason why I'm saving is not for my future. The reason why I want to save is because I want to honor God and I want to become a what? Good steward. In the process, I will have what? A good future. Saving wealth, again, is not an issue about the what? Saving wealth, again, is an issue of what? I will never be afraid because I know that the God that I serve will never leave me nor what? Forsake me. In good times and in what? Bad times. In sickness and in what? In health. He will provide for me. I don't put my faith in my resources. I don't put my faith in my business connection. I don't put my faith in my job. I put my faith in God who gives me the ability to produce wealth. Let's conclude. Starting today. Everybody say, starting today.
Starting today.
I hope I was able to encourage you to change your mindset and perspective tonight. Starting tomorrow. Why you want to create money? It's not again out of fear na baka maubusan ka. It's not because na sobrang dami ng pera ayaw na maging productive. No. I want to create money. It's not because I want to become rich. I want to create money because I want to what? Honor? And I want to become a good? In the process, you will become very, very what? Rich. I want to what? Return to the Lord. I want to give back to society, to people who help me. It's not because out of obligation. It's not because out of bogey points. It's not because people will applaud me if I give a lot. No, I want to return because it's what? Honors what? God. At the same time, it's what? It's an issue of what? Stewardship. Why I want to spend wisely? Because it's not because that I would meet my budget so that I won't get into debt. Because I know every spending decision is a what? Spiritual decision. At the same time, it honors what? At the same time, it's an issue of what? Stewardship. And why I want to save money for the future? It's not because that I'm afraid that one day, baka wala akong makain so that I can retire comfortably. No. Saving is never about money. Saving is about, again, what? To honor what? God. At the same time, what? It's an issue of what? Stewardship. Alam nyo, mga kapatid, lahat tayo pare-pareho lang dito. Iba lang perspective natin. To close with a better perspective, na ginagawa nyo na ito na hindi nyo lang napapansin kung among you loves your family. Replace that stewardship with family. Why do you work? For yourself? Pamilya! Tama? Ba't ka nag-spend wisely? Para saan? Pamilya. Ba't ka nag-save for the future? Bakit? Pamilya. Ang call mo, lahat ng ginagawa mo is based on what? So ngayon, ang gagawin natin, instead na family lang, let's put God in the... And I'll end with this scripture. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom and His what? And everything shall be added unto you. Pag inuna mo si God sa pag-produce mo, sa pag-return mo, pag-spend mo, pag-save mo, ay, grabe ka. Cute ka. Because the Bible says, God says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will grant your hearts. Amen? Grabe ba ito? Grabe. Alam mo, kaya nga, I work so hard. It's not for the money. Because I want to honor God. I want to please God. Why I return? Because I want to honor God. I want to please God. I'm a steward. Why I save? Hindi dahil kuripot ako. Kasama na rin yan. Okay. Because I want to honor God, I want to please God. What I want to say for the future, it's not about I'm afraid that I will never eat, my family will go hungry, because I want to honor God and please God and everything that will follow. One last story. Me and my family, we've been married for 14 years with my wife. I said 13, but she said 14. Kasi kasama this year. In 14 years of marriage, we moved 8 times. And we're believing God for a house. And yun nga, we were really saving money, we were really good stewards, we're faithful tithers, we sold to people, and we spent frugally, we save also. But you know what? There are times na, I don't know if you feel this, kahit anong diskarte mo, wala nangyayari. But when God steps in, everything changes. To cut a long story short, wala naman sa plano namin, we plan to buy a house probably 4 or 5 years from now. Logically, yan, logically. But, trip lang, hindi ko lang alam, yung, meron bang time na trip nyo lang tumingin ng bahay? Kaya ka tinawag na tripping. Trip lang. Pero wala ka naman pera. Trip lang, nagpapanggap ka na may pera ka, tingin-tingin, di ba? And these are one of the things. So, we went to a place and yung pagpasok namin, grabe. Yung talagang heart desire sa amin, high ceiling, tapos may garden, tapos talagang the works. Pero nung sinabi na yung presyo, nung pagpasok pa lang, nakita ko na yung misis ko. At saka nakita ko na yung sarili ko. Yung lang siya. This is it. This is the thing that the Lord has made. Ito na yun. Yung prayer ko na sana mababa, sana mababa, sana mababa. Nung sinabi yung presyo, taas, ha? So logically, it's impossible. But we believe. Again, we just believe. We become faithful what? Steward. So what we basically, you know, kids, again, don't try this at home. And if you have a short amount of money to buy really a house, pang down payment or something, but hindi naman ganun kalakihan. So me and my wife, we pray, we told, Lord, alam namin, hindi namin kaya bilhin ito ng ano. Kahit anong gawin namin, kahit basain namin, hindi naman nadami. And I am also reminded, if you have a need, you sow a seed. Kung may pangangailangan ka, pag farmer ka, ano gagawin mo pag may seed ka? You sow para... So we pray to God and ask God, Lord, sino yung mga taong nakakilala namin na nangangarap din magkaroon ng bahay? Anyway, kung mga pera na ito, hindi naman enough makabili ng bahay eh. So we started to pray. We started to sow to people. And part of the things that we have also sowed during that time was sowed to the building fund of this church. The reason why we have a facility here, it's because of the generosity of our church members here. So we also sowed in this church. And you know what happened? Miracle of miracle. May isa kaming unit na binibenta namin for more than probably 5 years. Biglang nabenta yung unit namin. Yung amount na yun is enough, more than enough to pay the down payment. Uy, sabi ko, mukhang sumasagot na si Lord. Pero meron pang kalahati. Ang kalahati naman, eh wala na kaming resource. The best logical resource is to loan in the bank. And I know na hindi ako pwedeng ma-approve. Because technically, I don't have a fixed job, I don't have a fixed salary, I'm a communicator. I only get paid when I get invited. If no one invites me, I don't get paid. I don't have a payslip na regular to show people. And then sabi ng bangko, sige, subukan lang natin. Basta lahat ng mga proposal mo sa kumpanya, ipasa mo lang proposal. Okay? Pero sinabi niya, long shot. To cut the long story short, after 7 days, tumawag ang bangko at sinabi sa akin, approve kayo. Guess what? But wait, there's more. Her bank is willing to offer you the lowest interest at 5.5% interest. From 7, naging 5.5. And after that, the process and the rest is what? History. You know what? The reason why I want to show you this picture is not to brag about, again, what we have done. It's not about us. It's about the faithfulness of God. It's because we're faithful steward. Since God knows that we're faithful, it's the reason why He's entrusting this to us. Right now, we live in this house. From a small condominium unit, doon na kami nakatira. Sa sobrang liit ng condo namin, lahat abot pa kami. Abot pa kami, Ben. Abot pa kami, CDR. Abot pa kami. Right now, we live in a 500 square meters house, 600 ang floor area. Hindi, lot area. I just want to encourage you. If God can do this to us, He can also do it to you. The issue right now is, are you going to be a faithful one? Sige. Before we close, is it okay for me to pray? Let's pray. Short lang, tapos I'll ask Pastor Larry to. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that you have granted me today. As I am really excited to share what you have really deposited in my life, Lord, I pray the things that I have shared tonight will be sown on good soil. It will bear good fruit. There are some people right now who's inside this room that I know that their business is failing. Their business is dying. Things are not working for them. Some of them, probably, they're having internal conflicts in their company. They're contemplating of moving to another company, of moving. Or some of them just recently lost their jobs. Lord, whatever their situation might be, I pray that you'd speak to them right now. that they would not live in fear, but they would live in faith. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them, to reassure them, my son and my daughter, do not be afraid. Everything will just work out fine. As long as you believe in me, as long as you put your faith and trust in me, I will work everything. It will be for your good. Good things or bad things, it will be for your good. Father, I also pray right now for people who are in financial stress right now. They have so many payables. They are in debt right now. Father, I pray. Again, paying the debt is not the solution, but putting their faith right now in you is the solution. I pray that you would give them the faith and the belief, Lord, that you can pull them out, that there's nothing impossible for you. Just like the house that you have, it's impossible for us to have that, believe me. But with God, nothing is really what? Impossible. Lastly, I just want to pray, if you are right now, there will be some of you inside this room, that God has entrusted you with something in the past, but you are not a faithful steward. In the process, you lost it. And you're asking God right now, Lord, is there a second chance? Let me tell you this. God loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's a God of second chances. As long as you would admit to your wrongdoing, you will confess your sin. He is faithful and just to purify you, to give you a restart, to remove you from all of your wrongdoings and unrighteousness. Believe me, He can use a crooked ruler to draw a straight line. So Father, I pray for those people who want to have a second chance in life. I pray that you grant it to them tonight. Bless them, O Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.